As we turned the car around, moving into the party headquarters, the ARU guys were behind us firing. And I'm talking about live rounds. And they followed us into the party headquarters and continued to shoot at the crowd with live ammunition. We were in there for 2 hours. Those guys continued to fire in the yard and continued to shoot tear gas into the party headquarters building. We have 2 bodies, but we also have 4, 5, 6 claims of death. We got stories of people being shot on the beach and bodies taken and transported back to who knows where. This is a clear case of just murder of innocent Liberian people. As I speak to you now, radio stations that are balancing their reporting, like King's FM, like Love FM, like Power TV, are being closed. The security apparatus are there right now. We are receiving calls of journalists being threatened to give tips of the incident.
Why would the police want the journalists to give them the tips of the incident?
Obviously, because they do not want evidence, because the entire incident was recorded. We had international journalists in that building with us. And I can assure you that you will see photos of the incident that clearly support the CDC story.
Now, George, did the supporters of the CDC throw stones at the police?
In retaliation. When innocent people are being shot at and they are running towards the fence, they came back and there are a few pockets of people that threw stones. But this is the norm. Why do you even have live bullets in your gun? Why? Why are you shooting unarmed people? And if a few come back to throw rocks at you to create space so that they can flee, how do you compare rocks to live bullets?
Tell me, George, I know you had a meeting, your party had a meeting with the chief of the United Nations mission in Liberia. What was the outcome of that meeting?
She continued to ask for calm, which is good for all Liberians. She continued to assure us that these matters will be looked into.
I know your party has said that it is not going to take part in the election. Is that still the position of your party?
Even if we were, you know, we were having dialogues and consultations to assess the possibility of doing something that will reverse the decision. Today's show of unnecessary force, today's murder of innocent Liberians will not allow us to review that process. I think this further deepens our stance. When innocent lives can be taken away like they are animals, when innocent life is disregarded in terms of human value, why should we re-engage in this process? Will we want to send a message to our people that the process is more relevant than their lives? No, we do not. We will not engage in this runoff.